Ryan Vansell, the City of Seattle Deputy Hearing Examiner. The purpose of today's pre-hearing conference is to prepare a case schedule for consolidated case numbers W17-002 and W17-003. If I could ask the parties to introduce themselves.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Examiner. I'm Elizabeth Anderson here on behalf of the City of Seattle. I'm joined by our extern, Sarah Brennan, and also Christina Gann from SDCI. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
And I'm Courtney Kaler, McCullough Hillary, here on behalf of 621 Apartments LLC and the Seattle Short-Term Rental Alliance.
Okay.
Among some other folks identified in our appeals.
Okay. I have several matters I want to cover with you today, and I'll go through that list. But first, I wanted to disclose, since I'm recently out of private practice, that I know Ms. Kaler from a period of time. I couldn't remember the exact years on the Washington Mediation Association Board. I think it was 2 to 3 years. We were co-presidents for 2014. We're currently both members of the Washington State Bar Association Land Use and Environmental Mediation Committee. And also we're opposing counsel on a number of cases. But I wanted to make sure I disclose that and ask if there's any concern with proceeding, with my proceeding as the hearing examiner of the matter.
No concern.
Okay. With that, then, we have on my list any motions, discovery, witnesses, exhibits, if there's any need for issue clarification, and hearing dates. Is there anything else that the parties would like to address today?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. First thing I'd like to ask in any of these matters is if the parties have had representatives have been in contact. Has there been any opportunity for discussion on either for the whole case or on issues, discussion of settlement or mediation at this point?
This is Courtney Kaler. We have had some brief conversation and expect to have a little bit more conversation, but I think at this point too early to give any indication of where that might be going.
Certainly, and certainly not within the hearing examiner's jurisdiction to oversee that, but it's always helpful for us to know for purposes of case scheduling. Do the parties anticipate any pre-hearing motions?
Yes, we do anticipate filing a motion to dismiss.
Okay.
And on the part of appellants, we anticipate filing a motion for summary judgment on one issue.
Okay, so joint motions. And counsel, what timing do you need for those motions?
That is a good question.
And just so you know, the starting at the far out, we'll get to it, but the hearing dates, I don't have anything earlier than July 31st, and then we have some early and mid dates too for August. So we'll try to get our motion practice done in advance of that.
So from the city's perspective, ideally we'd like to be able to file a motion to dismiss within, say, 10 days,
mm-hmm.
two weeks. What are we looking at? Today's the 6th, so mm-hmm. by the 20th?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And from appellant's perspective, I'm not sure what the motion to dismiss will be on, but I have some guesses, and appellants will likely want to have access to at least one of our expert witnesses for preparing responses to the motion, and that person is out the last 2 weeks of this month. So if we could bump that back a week, or if appellant's response could be timed so that we have access to our witness while we're preparing our response.
Okay, let's take that in consideration as we go. If we did about the 20th, would that also work for the appellant's summary judgment motion?
Yes.
Okay. So if we did set the 20th, you would need additional time in order to have access to your expert. Does the city have any preference as to whether you'd want to file earlier or give them more time to have access?
File our motion earlier.
I understood that was the request from the appellants, is that you need time to access your expert, and that he or she's gone the last 2 weeks of June. So if we bumped the motion forward, mm-hmm. say, by a week, they would have access during that time, or we would have to give them more time.
Mm-hmm.
We could go any direction you want with it, frankly.
I think we wouldn't be able to file it by the 13th, mm-hmm. so we could push it all back.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, we could file it any time after the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We could file it the 27th,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I guess the 4th, July 4th. Obviously, we're not going to be filing it that day, but...
Mm-hmm.
Would that address give you time?
So my witness is out the last 2 weeks of the month, and then as you have just pointed out, we've got a holiday the first 2 days of July. So long as my response period falls perhaps in the first 2 weeks of July,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that would work.
Okay. So do we want to move the due date to the end of June then? Say, and you give me a date. I this is not going to change my schedule at all. So 27th, 30th, somewhere around in there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I like Fridays, so let's go with the 30th.
Okay. Perfect.
And that's the joint date for motions to be due. And then we have a response due on... The 14th? Is that 2 weeks of July?
That will work for appellants.
That would work for the city.
Okay. And a week for the reply? So that would be July 21st. Okay. All right. Is there any discovery anticipated between the parties?
I am anticipating that appellants likely will want to introduce some financial records and or maintenance records, perhaps. I would like to have an opportunity to review those in advance to determine if they're relevant so I can be prepared to object or to allow. So we can either do that through discovery or possibly through early exchange of exhibits.
I think early exchange of exhibits makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
And we don't anticipate discovery, but appellants have submitted Public Records Act requests and just did that yesterday, so we haven't heard back from the city on what their anticipated response time will be, but would want to have access to those documents before our exhibit lists are due. I think at this point maybe we go ahead and set the schedule if it turns out that we won't have access to those documents for much longer than anticipated, then we will want to revisit.
Okay. Right now, if we have our motions practice completed by the 21st, there's not a lot, depending on when we do set the actual hearing date for example, our first available is July 31st. There really wouldn't be an opportunity for early exhibit or witness exchange, and certainly for the parties to be informed by a decision on the motions. So we can certainly move further out, and that's fine, but I just wanted to highlight that for the parties that's what we're risking as we move further out is an earlier hearing date.
As everyone knows, summer's always difficult, and I've taken a look at the schedules of my clients and our two anticipated expert witnesses, haven't looked at any other witnesses' schedules, folks are unavailable for the month of August until August 28th, so we would request that the hearing occur August 28th or later, and that would provide sufficient time for our early review of exhibits.
How does the city feel?
That would be all right.
Okay. I have on my possible dates available 29th and the 30th. I don't know how many days we're anticipating for hearing, but let's go ahead then with I'm going to anticipate the parties will engage in discovery on their own. And then let's talk about when you want to do witness and exhibit lists.
And I'm sorry, before we move on to those topics, Ms. Gann will not be available those days. So actually, can we look perhaps at the next two hearing dates?
After the 29th?
After the 29th.
Okay, so we're going into September.
Yeah.
September 1st, I have on my list, but I have to wait for the computer to give me some more dates.
I have a flight on today, so I can fill up in that week. Second is better, but I forgot to do it. Okay. Where would I rather be?
So the schedule does look good that first week of September, actually. We have the holiday on the Monday, the 4th, and then the 5th and the 6th we can do with our office. Try not to do Thursdays. We do citations then, but do council anticipate? Well, we can get into that. Let's at least put that as a throw a dart at that for now. And when would the parties want to do, if they're doing now, have the opportunity for early witness and exhibit exchange? What would you be looking at for that?
August 8th or 15th?
Well, I'm just wondering. Sure. How about the 15th?
Okay. The 15th is a little safer for making sure you've got a decision on the motions. And for a number of witnesses, how many does the city anticipate now?
Well, it really depends on how many the appellants call.
Let's ask the appellants then. How many witnesses do you anticipate now?
The appellants anticipate two expert witnesses. Mm-hmm. And testimony by a number of appellants or other impacted parties. I don't have a precise number for that today. I would say five, perhaps, in that range.
Okay. Two experts and five citizens?
Yes.
Where does that put the city, approximately?
I would anticipate perhaps three or four city witnesses.
Okay.
And I guess I would note, if since appellants are identifying two expert witnesses, we would want to depose them. I think we'd have probably adequate time to do that. So at this time, we don't anticipate calling an expert, but that is subject to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So and about how many exhibits, do you have any sense of that at this time?
I don't.
Just volume-wise, city?
No.
Okay. Small, medium, or large, do we have?
I would say medium.
Okay, all right. I'm thinking that, I mean, the only reason I even need to know that is simply how many days of hearing we might schedule in time for that. And so if we have the 5th and the 6th set aside for that, does that seem adequate to council?
I believe that should be adequate.
Okay. All right, then. We'll go ahead and set the 5th and the 6th for the hearing.
And if I can revisit the issue of discovery, I understand that at this time the city has not identified expert witnesses, but if the city will be deposing our expert witnesses and the city does later identify expert witnesses, then we would also like to have the opportunity to depose them. So I want to be sure that we have adequate time to do that, and if we're disclosing witnesses on the 15th, I'm not sure whether that provides adequate time, unless we can arrange in advance that depositions will occur on a certain day.
Mm-hmm. You want to move that up by maybe a few days to the end of the following, or the previous week, maybe the 11th? Is that enough time?
So long as the witnesses will be available, I think that's enough time.
That'd give 3 weeks or so before the hearing. Although it is August, which will, I'm sure, raise something interesting.
Complicate matters.
Yes. Okay, so the 11th then. All right. So right now I have the pre-hearing motions due on the 30th. And that's June. And July 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And the 21st for responses and replies. Exchange of witness and exhibit lists and exchange of exhibits on the 11th. Parties will engage in discovery on their own schedule. And September 5th and 6th are the hearing. Was there any need for issue clarification?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, then. Is there anything further that we need to address today?
Just one housekeeping matter to confirm whether the parties will accept service by email, and appellants will.
Okay. Yes, the city will as well.
Okay. Service by email. Anything further? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.